listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. All right, I got to talk about this, folks. Alex Jones and the right-wing conspiracy nuts are trying to have an active campaign to discredit the students at Parkland High School and the students that are setting up this, you know, change in the gun laws. They're fighting for the change in gun laws, holding our leaders accountable. These guys are nuts. Not the students. These guys who are doing the conspiracy theories like Alex Jones. This is a conversation that needs to be happening. This is a conversation and actions that need to be happening right now. It is ridiculous that schools are under threat of mass shootings. It's ridiculous. Our kids should be able to go to school without fear of not coming home that night. Just yesterday, and even today, there is a threat of a school shooting in my district up in Central Bucks School District. This is ridiculous, folks. These kids who are having these issues need help. And they do not need access to the guns. End of story. These kids are troubled. They need help before this goes down. Because once this goes down, they're either dead or they're in jail for the rest of their lives, and there's a lot of dead people. This is ridiculous, people. This is ridiculous that we can't have common sense gun laws. The NRA, back in the 70s, was an organization for sports owners, you know, sports hunters, to show them how to use their guns correctly. That's what it was. Then they were bought out by the gun manufacturers to advocate for more guns. More guns in schools means more money for the Smith & Wessons and all them out there. You do not need an AR-15 to defend your home. A pistol's just fine. You should be able to get it when you're 21, go through an extensive background check, because there's no reason why someone who's nuts needs to get a gun. Because with that, that's when this stuff happens. I'm beyond myself here, folks. I'm beyond anger here. It's not just that stuff like this is happening in my neighborhood, in my district. It's that it's happening at all. You don't see this happening in Australia. They had one mass shooting, and they made gun laws that are very strict. And yes, they're in the Constitution. There isn't something that says a well-armed militia and the right to bear arms. But you got to remember, when the Second Amendment was made, it was made when the revolution was happening. And right after that revolution, to protect the country, they had a very small military. So they wanted civilians to be able to defend their homesteads and defend their land from encroaching invaders. Because you got to remember, a little history lesson here. After the Revolutionary War, it was only until 1812. So the Revolutionary War ended in like the 1780s, or maybe a little earlier. I'm sorry if I'm not exactly correct on that. 1776, we signed the Declaration of Independence. I think it was like 1780 or 1770s that we ended the Revolution and Britain left. Then comes 1812. Britain comes back and tries to invade us again. So there is precedent to have guns to protect your homesteads. That does not mean you need an AR-14 or AR-15 or AR anything. You don't need an assault rifle. Like, I understand that, you know, the bad guys have guns and they don't necessarily get them legitimately. You should be able to defend yourself with equal power. I get that. You should go for a background check, folks. And if you don't want that background check, then maybe you shouldn't get a gun, because maybe you're the one that's the problem. This is ridiculous, and I'm furious here that this is still a conversation. How many kids need to die? How many people need to die at the hands of guns that don't need to be on the street? These are weapons of war, You should deal with one of these things. You're gonna obliterate it. You're not gonna be able to take it home and eat the venison or anything like that. Guns are meant to be on the battlefield, and even then it's debatable. So I'd love to know your thoughts. I know I'm screaming, I'm getting really pissed off right here, but you know, sometimes you have to get pissed off to take action. Post your thoughts in the voicemail and Anchor. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Pro, con, anything in between. Show me what you think. Let's have a conversation, people. So I have to admit, this is kind of freaky. The Trump administration is working on expanding U.S. missile defense policy that would address certain threats from Russia and China, departing from a previous strategy that focused nearly exclusively on rogue nations such as North Korea and Iran. This is coming from Paul Sohn at the Washington Post. The new policy will call for bolstered technology against rogue states, which in particular are focused on weapons to intercept North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's missiles. But now they're also focusing on Russia and China because of what Russia was saying about being able to get their missiles through any missile defense system. This is getting terrifying because we're getting back to the duck and cover of the 1960s of a threat of nuclear war. And this is, it's terrifying. It really is. I mean, and we have an unstable president, and deliberations on the policy at the Pentagon come as Russian President Vladimir Putin threatens the U.S. with new weaponry, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile that he touted publicly for the first time at his presidential address on Thursday. And that's the one that he said that could get through any system. And this article in the Washington Post, which is a really good one, actually shows how a nuclear warhead could actually get from Russia to the U.S. It is terrifying. Let me know what you think. Post them in the comments. So as many of you know, I'm a very big proponent of the First Amendment and free speech. Now, justices, the Supreme Court justices, come armed with what-ifs in reviewing a free speech polling places argument being brought forth at the Supreme Court. And this is in the Washington Post again. Some Supreme Court justices on Wednesday seemed to think Minnesota's law banning political clothing and buttons from polling places is an affront to free speech, while some seem to think it might uphold decorum and dignity due to the casting of ballots in a democracy. Now, this has come up, and a lot of people will say that, you know, polling places shouldn't be in a church. They should be in, like, a municipal hall or something like that, because if you're in a church, you might unduly be influenced by the fact of you're in a church and they might be against what you're voting for. And if you're a member of said church or said denomination, it might sway your vote. Now, that is also an issue that you have to think about when voting. At issue is a law that prohibits people from wearing political badge, political button, or other political insignia at polling places on election day. But the law has been broadly interpreted to bar logos from the National Rifle Association, the AFL-CIO, MoveOn.org, and in the test that got the case to the High Court, the Tea Party movement as well. And, you know, the justices had no trouble putting the lawyers on the spot thinking up others that might be violating the law, like the Me Too movement, Make America Great Again, Resist, Restrain, Government Spending, and so on and so forth, including a Colin Kaepernick jersey. I'd love to know what everyone else thinks. I think that political buttons, I don't think they should be barred from polling places. I think the bigger issue is having polling places in places that will influence voting, even subconsciously, like in a church or synagogue or a place of worship that has at times had a political viewpoint on certain issues that might be voted upon. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Post a voicemail in the Anchor.
Alright guys, this has been Seth Golson reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. That's it for now. Tune back soon and we'll have another podcast ready for you to go and listen to. If you like what I'm doing here and what we're doing on RagingChickenPress.org, please go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's patreon.com/rcpress.